become you. And in fact, this song is connected to where you're coming from in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Become you.
Yeah, I was born in the South, and my family goes back a lot of generations, and so there's been a lot of thought about, you know, the history of the South, and it's sort of extreme because it's sort of the birthplace of the civil rights movement, but also because, you know, it had to be that way because they had so many problems with racism and the Civil War history in the South, where the states were trying to protect their rights to own slaves and wanted to secede from the Union. And that is an idea that is hard to die in the South, the idea of the Confederacy. And so I wanted to write a song that talked about like the dialogue of between people that are sort of for the old Confederacy and the ones that want to reinvent it and have a new Confederacy and a new idea that's not about racism, and then point in the direction of the socioeconomic problems that divide people as much as color does, and how the landed sort of rich classes tend to be the ones that always come out on top anyway, and it's sort of like the people that have less tend to be made to sort of fight each other in any country, in any situation. And so it sort of deals with that, the idea of how things happen and the way we talk about them and how we become what we are.
Become you, the Indigo Girls.